Hi everyone, it's me, Sandy Cruz of Sandy K Nutrition, health and lifestyle queen. For years now, I've been bringing to you conversations about wellness from experts from all over the world. Whether it be suggestions in how you can age better, biohacking, alternative wellness, these are conversations to help you live your best life. I want to live a long, healthy, and vibrant life. Never mind all those stigmas that as we reach midlife and beyond, we're just going to shrivel up and die with some horrible disease. Always remember, balanced living works. I really look forward to this season. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sandy K Nutrition, Health and Lifestyle Queen. Today with me, I have a special guest. His name is Mark Perry, and he is the creator of the Built Lean program. We're going to talk all about dad bod. And, you know, I find the term kind of funny. You know, it's just assuming that as soon as you have children and start a family, you start to develop this paunch in your midsection. There's a lot more that's involved in that. Mark has a bunch of programs. He's especially active, mostly on Facebook and on YouTube, and it's a great discussion. While a lot of my podcast topics are geared towards women's health, I do have a lot of topics that suit anyone midlife and older. And my thoughts are always that, not saying that every single woman out there has a male partner, but ladies who do, if you have a male partner, we want our partners to be healthy too, which is why I do a few dedicated shows specific for men's health. This will be my last new episode. I'm going to be taking Christmas Day, December 25th, and New Year's Day off January 1st. I will be returning on January the 8th with brand new episodes. The next couple of weeks, perfect time for you to catch up on all of my amazing episodes that I've recorded over 2023. I'm going to ask you to share any of these episodes with any of your friends or family who might resonate with the topic. I'm also going to ask you for a Christmas gift just for me. If you could please go and rate and review with a few kind words my podcast. I think the only place you can actually review with some words is on Apple Podcasts, but I do know that Spotify has a rating system. Whenever you add some genuine, real, authentic words to tell me or tell whoever's looking at my podcast and if they want to actually subscribe on how it helped you and how it benefits you, I can tell you right now that that helps me tremendously. I am hoping you guys, that my book, Bridging the Gap Between Body and Soul, that's the working title, will be coming out in early 2024. I don't have an exact date yet. I am still working on it, but I'm really hoping that this is going to provide something completely different to all of you listeners who are like me, who know that science is never going to be the only thing that will optimize true wellness and help us to age better. So I wish all of you a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year filled with so much health and love and happiness. And I look forward to seeing you in the new year. Definitely follow me throughout the holidays. Who knows? Maybe I'll show you how I do my turkey. Sandy K Nutrition on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and everywhere else that you might do socials. Merry Christmas. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sandy K Nutrition, Health and Lifestyle Queen. Today with me, I have a special guest. His name is Mark Perry, and he is the founder and creator of the Built Lean program, and he works with men over 40. Yes, this show today is mostly for you guys or your partners who are going to listen for you. Mark is a Yale University graduate with a wealth of certifications in the world of fitness. With over a decade of experience in transforming the lives of 10,000 plus busy professional men worldwide, Mark's tested and proven methods have garnered Built Lean an impressive 70 million visitors since its launch in 2010. He has since been featured on major TV networks such as Fox, NBC, and CBS, and he's graced the pages of prestigious publications such as Men's Health, Men's Journal, and Business Week. And today we are going to talk all about dad bod. And I'm not making fun of you guys who have that middle age spread. I'm not, you know, I don't want you guys to feel like I'm making fun of you. This show is truly, truly to help you figure out why it's happening and what you can do about it. So with that, I welcome you, Mark. Thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Now, you've got quite the story yourself, right? On what led you on this path.
Yes, yes. So I ended up after college, like a lot of people. And by the way, I was an athlete in college. I was, you know, really great shape. But I ended up leaving, going into my financial career, and I traded. And all of a sudden, you're sitting down all day long, like literally all day long, and a major lifestyle change, right? So there was a major lifestyle change. I ended up gaining weight, and it's first I started like building muscle. I'm like, yeah, I'm building muscle, but it's like, no. I wasn't building. I was building a lot less muscle and adding a lot more fat, and then eventually it just got to the point where I literally gained over 30 pounds. When I entered the workforce as a financial analyst in New York City, working really long hours, and I just, that abrupt change, like, had a big impact on me. And then I ended up figuring out ways to make, you know, to improve my health and fitness and get lean and fit with a stressful career. And that's eventually what led me down this path.
Mm. Yeah, I think stress plays a big part. And, you know, just like women, your own body composition really takes a back seat once you maybe have a family, stressful career. And then you mentioned something else, which really kind of, I think, hits the nail on the head, is sitting for a long period of time in a day job, right? And I almost think it's worse. Like people working at home, I don't know. It could be worse or better, like since COVID, right? So let's get into the major reasons, because, you know, this show is mostly for over 40, because I think you can get away with it sometimes when you're a little younger. I mean, I never really had to think about things so much in my 30s, to be honest, when it related to my weight. As soon as I hit that 40 mark, things started to shift. So talk to me specifically what happens with men. Okay, all you brilliant biohackers and health conscious people out there, I'm going to talk to you about a product that you've probably heard about, but maybe don't know enough about. Colloidal Silver. And this is Colloidal Silver from Silver Biotics. While Silver Biotics has many different products made with colloidal silver, today I'm going to talk to you about their immune support. Let me tell you why Silver Biotics is different. Some companies will state that they are colloidal silver, while they are ionic solutions with small amounts of colloidal silver. Silver Biotics uses electron microscopy in the process of producing their silver to check the structure and composition of the silver. Because of this process, this actually shows that they are a true 100% colloidal silver. Silver Biotics Immune Support provides daily support for your immune system to perform optimally no matter where life takes you. It is a powerful yet gentle supplement that can be added to any diet and lifestyle plan. I personally think this is great just because I'm not a big fan of boosting the immune system. We want to support it, and this is a perfect way to do that. Now, how does Silver Biotics Immune Support do this? It works by using multiple modes of action to keep your cells healthy. It's made with tiny silver particles that have a positive ionic charge, meaning they naturally attract and attach to pathogens. Silver Biotics Miracle Particle not only promotes a strong immune system, but it also promotes a healthy gut and does not harm probiotic bacteria. I have 30% off for you to go and try this yourself right now. Go to silverbiotics.com and use my code SandyK30 for 30% off.
I have a different perspective than I think a lot of people, in that so much of what happens after 40, listen, they're physiological changes, no doubt. However, so much is based on our beliefs about what's possible. And so literally, as I've been getting older, I've been getting more flexible and stronger. It's crazy, but it's possible. And so much of our experience and our relates to our beliefs around aging and like what's possible.
Mm. Yeah, you know, we're kind of getting into the segue. So there's the obvious stuff, you know, a lot of men have high stress, high cortisol, gives you that midsection belly.
Right,
then there's the testosterone declining. So there's all of these things that might happen, but don't necessarily have to happen. And what you're referring to more is the mindset component.
Yeah, that's the name of the game with what we do. And so I've been doing Built Lean for many years. And I started out being like, yeah, you know, we're going to learn how to bench press.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's really about lifestyle and consistency with eating and exercise, right? And like, why are people not consistent? Like, why are people not consistent with their eating and exercise? And ultimately, that identity shift. Because, I mean, literally, I have conversations every single day. We coach men one-on-one who've been struggling and failed over and over and over again. They don't trust themselves anymore, right? They don't trust themselves. They're like, yeah, I'm gonna say I'm gonna do it, and I'm not gonna do it. So it's like, how do you help someone like that, right? Like, those are the types of guys that we work with. And as you're saying, it really is so much about the mindset and the identity of, like, you know, how do they see themselves and how they feel about themselves, so to speak.
So what is the number one reason why regular diets and, you know, I'm going to start working out and going to the gym, why does that fail? What's the number one reason?
If I had to say one word, there's one word to describe why they fail. The word is awareness. The word is awareness, because people get caught in a diet cycle. It's okay. It's loose. I'm kind of relaxed. I don't care about my eating. Mm-hmm. It's loose. You're like, you know, hey, I'm going to do anything. I'm going to eat whatever I want. Then you start feel guilty. And then you go into strict and you're like, hey, you know what? I'm going to work out really hard. I'm going to go on my diet. I'm going to crush myself in the gym, and I'm going to be super, super strict. And then what happens? It's unsustainable because you're like starting to get frustrated. Oh, I've got to go on vacation. I'm going to this wedding and I'm seeing friends, and wait, I've got to stick with this diet. This makes me really angry. And then you go back to being like, ah, screw it. I'm going to go off the wagon again. And so there's a cycle. And so, in other words, to get out of that cycle, awareness is necessary. In my opinion, awareness meaning like breaking free from this pattern. Because ultimately, in my opinion, diets, all this stuff, it's a cycle. It's a never-ending cycle. And the only way to get out of the cycle is to become aware of it.
Okay. So what are some of the techniques to become more aware? Because, you know, the biggest problem is probably you've got these, you know, busy men, like I said, with the career, you know, a lot of stress probably, you know, thinking about retirement and paying off that mortgage. Right. And then, right. you know, you've got to put your kids through college and all of these different things that are, I mean, these are just facets to life. And sometimes right. those things take precedence over the awareness of what's going on with that dad bod.
Right. And so, you know, another word is just priorities, right? It's like your priorities shift. And so it's not like some type of like character flaw as to why people are unable to do this. It's essentially priority shift and the lifestyle changes, right? And so from my perspective and how do we help a man make a dramatic transformation when he's struggled in the past and like doesn't trust himself anymore? Like, how does that happen? Well, in my opinion, step number one is you create an outcome or a target or a goal that is important, right? And he may have not actually done that. It sounds like what's the specific outcome or target that you want? We make it specific. We come up with reasons that are really, really powerful. And then we need those two before a transformation can be made. Mm. That's yeah. what we do, right? Because then it's like you get out of this like cycle and chasing your tail, and it's like, okay, let's set a stake in the ground. Here's what I want. Here's why it's important. We have, you know, the gentleman we work with, this is something that we constantly read. Like, okay, why am I doing this? Why am I going to not follow the herd? Because listen, being lean and fit today, if you follow what everyone else is doing, it's not happening, right? It's like, you got to go against the grain of society in a sense, in my opinion.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I always believe in too is that often there's so much noise, mm-hmm. you know, when you have all those pressures, there's a lot of noise. And so unless we get quiet, we may not even be able to know that we need this. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I know you're going to like, I'll watch something on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, and I'll be like, wow, she looks amazing. But then it disappears. You know what I mean? And so sometimes I think getting quiet is probably the best thing to really identify what is that end goal. What are those goals? And unless, you know, if you've got too much noise, you're not going to ever hear what's truly important deep inside of you, right?
Transformation comes from within.
Totally.
And so, yeah.
Yeah. And if there's always noise all around you and all these distractions, you know, I know for me, like, if I'm not devoting, and I'm not talking, you know, people are always, I have no time to meditate. I'm like, bullshit. Like, everybody's got 15 minutes, 20 minutes, just to however it resonates with you, you know. And then you hear, I don't know, do you meditate, Mark?
I used to.
Yeah.
I used to. I would say, how about this? It depends on how you define meditation. I would say I put in at least a few minutes every single day to just relaxing and just like observing.
So
at least a few minutes a day.
Okay. So, you know, let's, you know, for me, I'm going to define my way of thinking. Meditation is not necessarily, you know, like, you know, the Buddha statue where you're sitting there and you're, you know, you zone out completely. Meditation is just getting quiet, however that works for somebody, whether it's going out for a walk in nature with your dog without headphones on and just, you know what I'm saying? Or for me, I use different modalities to really do visualization techniques and things like that. Like, I don't know. What do you think of that?
That's great. I mean, so I've done like two times a day. I've done all sorts of stuff over the years, like breath work and all.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Old therapy. I've done that like many years ago, probably since like 2016.
Yeah.
Is when I started going down that route. So what we do, by the way, slowing down and becoming present, that's critical.
Yeah.
What I've found is for these men, they have not actually talked about their issues. So what we do is in order. Ooh. So literally the whole foundation. So we used to sell programs to men like all around the world, like thousands and thousands. We ended up shifting our entire model where we have a call We have a breakthrough call with men where we ask them about their challenges. And it's like, guys don't talk about this stuff.
Yeah, true.
So it's like, from my perspective, it's like asking questions is as powerful or even more powerful than sitting down and relaxing. You know what I mean? Like asking questions and having someone reflect on something they haven't thought about. That is powerful. And that, by the way, that creates the awareness. It's through, you know, questions can actually create awareness too.
So like what kinds of things you're saying you sit down and you talk to, like you start with a session, like what do you ask?
Absolutely. Oh man. Well, the two guiding forces of human behavior are pain and pleasure, right? So we want to first, we ask, okay, like, why is this man setting up the call? Like, why is it important to him? And so typically it will, sometimes he'll be like, you know, he won't even say, right? Because some guys are like, oh, you know, I just was interested in checking this out.
Yeah.
Other guys are like, listen, I feel sluggish. I don't feel healthy anymore. And I'm struggling. Right. It kind of depends. So we want to know, like, why are they interested in like having a breakthrough call and potentially signing up for a coaching program? And then we ask, remember I said about the goals, like, what's your goal? And we get clear and specific on that. Well, why is it important? Like, why does it matter, Sandy? Like, okay, well, how would things be different for you? So we look at the why from different angles. Because most guys are just looking at it from one angle. Oh, I want to be a good example for my kids. That hasn't worked. It hasn't worked. It's like we've got to dig deeper and look at the pleasure from different, and then we look at the pain. What's it cost you? Like, what's like, how is not being where you want to be affecting other areas of your life? Right. So we look at the cost. What's it costing them to not create that what they want? And so it's really ultimately about pain and pleasure, getting clear on what the outcome is, and then what's stopping them. So that's like the overarching perspective of the call.
So once you identify all of these questions or you get answers to at least some of them, what do you do next? Right. Like, how do you, like, is it customized for everyone? How does it work?
Right. That's a great question. So it's important. So on this call, a man can oftentimes make a decision, like, do they want to transform their health and their life? Because ultimately, as you're saying, it's transformation comes from within. And so they need to psychologically make that commitment and also put skin in the game in terms of a payment, in terms of like putting money into it, because that's a reflection of their commitment, right? It's like, we don't want to work with a guy. Like if someone, like one of my friends came to me, it's like, yeah, you know, I'm really struggling. If they did it for free, it wouldn't be the same level of commitment.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
It's absurd. It's no, like ridiculous. Yeah.
You have to put your money where your mouth is. That's a fact.
100%.
Yeah. Because, you know, I'm 53 now, but when I was 48, I started doing personal training. And okay, if I didn't pay for that, I would not commit to it. I treat my personal training sessions as an appointment that I do not miss unless I absolutely have to. I agree with you so much.
Right. So it's 100% about that commitment. And so like how everything at Boleyn works is literally evolved over many years to be a transformation system, right? Like it's, and so how it works is we have a system where we have eating, exercise, and kind of mindset training built into the program. And it's super simple. It's 3 workouts a week for 30 minutes. That's it. The workouts are done. They're scalable for that particular person's fitness level. And we can customize it if there are any issues like injuries or whatever. And then we have a nutrition plan that we help people with through, you know, the program. But ultimately, it's something that we iterate over time. And then we have an app where men can speak with their coach. So we have coaches. Like, we have a system that guys follow that works. It's razor sharp. We've iterated it over many years. And then on top of that, we have a coach, a one-on-one coach who helps that person stay accountable. Because that's another word we haven't really mentioned, is accountability.
Yeah.
Like when guys don't have accountability to anyone, they're accountable to themselves. But what happens? Like their kids and everything else like gets in the way.
Yes.
Whereas when they're accountable to something, that changes everything. And so the one-on-one coach, guidance and accountability, we're talking radical difference in results. 20 to 30% of guys that have already done this, I've been there, done this for many years, 20 to 30% of guys will get results just with like a plan, right? Just with like a plan and that sort of thing. But 100% of guys get results with the coaching, the guidance, and the accountability through the program. And by week 12, there's a dramatic change and a dramatic shift in how they feel about themselves and their ability to continue sustaining their results.
Hmm. So what's your success rate then?
How do you define success rate?
Well, you say that there's incredible body transformation. So how many men actually have? Because listen, you know, obviously I'm a nutritionist and I believe in moving your body, but sometimes it's not enough.
Right. So to answer your question, it's been an evolution. Over 90% of our clients rate the program a 9 or 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Which is off the charts, by the way, in terms of like product satisfaction. And 100% of clients get results.
Mm.
Again, because we have the one-on-one coaching. Without the one-on-one coaching, it'd be about 20 to 30%.
Yeah.
Even if it was like accountability. You know?
Because the mindset is the important piece, right? Now, and you mentioned it, it's 3 days a week, 30 minutes. That's it.
We work out a week for 30 minutes. Yeah, we make it doable. That's
I like that. No, I like that. But I also feel, you know, working for me, working out hard twice a week is enough. But I do walk all the time. Like I also, you know, and I do now I because it's the summer, I'm doing more workouts in my pool, which I feel are really beneficial because of the resistance in the water. But so, you know, 3 days a week, 30 minutes, that's very reasonable. What do you think what is the balance between nutrition and exercise for men over 40? You know, you hear these blanket statements like food is like 90%, movement is only 10, or it might be 80-20. Like, what do you think?
I think we go back to the mindset stuff. It's, you know, people, a lot of guys know what to do. They just don't do it.
Mm.
Right. So a lot of it is the accountability. That is a huge, huge component. A lot of people, they've also been in, you know, they felt healthier with different nutrition exercise, but ultimately, it's committing to a certain number of days exercising no matter what.
Yeah.
And with the eating, it's consistency. So I guess what my point is we can kind of talk about what's more important or less important, but at the end of the day, the word that's most important is consistency. It's like as long as people consistently eat healthier, more unprocessed foods, and people know what that's like, right? And they consistently exercise, then they have a healthier body fat percentage. And so with that also is a standard. Like what's the standard that man has? You can appreciate this. I've been doing this for 15 years. People's standards are getting lower and lower and lower. So guys with like 40-inch waist, they're like, think they're in good shape, right? And it's like, that's abdominal obesity. That's like a problem,
mm-hmm.
Right? That's not healthy. So that I think is also a part of this is like people changing their standards. And in terms of the exercise nutrition, to answer specifically, it's just a lifestyle, right? You've got to, you know, commit to at least, let's just say, 2 or 3 30-minute workouts a week or an hour a week, and then eating healthier consistently. And ultimately, like, what's the outcome? It's to be lean and fit and healthy, right? Or whatever that is for that person. And that is what drives the eating and the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
It's the outcome, right? It's a target.
Right, right. You know, I do feel food is one of the most important things as it relates to factors. I'm going to say it's a factor in transforming your body just because, and it gets really complicated. So I don't know what kind of, you know, meal plan you suggest, but do you customize it for your clients? Because, you know, I say this all the time, what works for you might not work for me, right?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think as you can see, like the theme here is, you know, I appreciate the mechanics. It's how do people feel about food? It's the relationship with food.
Yes.
It's not the food itself. I'm being serious. Like the food, Listen, if you talk to me like, you know, when I first started, we would have a very different conversation, right? I'd be like, you know, I talk about, oh, you know, you got to do these foods. It's like, it's not the specific food. It's the relationship with the food. So a lot of guys, they have trigger foods, or it's this pattern of like falling off the wagon. In other words, it's the consistency and it's not the specific food itself. But with that said, our philosophy is go-to meals. We're going to lock in some go-to meals that are simple, fast, easy to prepare, order in, right? Again, the theme or the principle is unprocessed foods.
Mm.
And we can kind of talk about that, but mostly unprocessed foods, simple. And then we have nutrition guidelines. So when guys aren't doing these go-to meals, let's just say for breakfast or lunch, there's some type of guideline in place that are like guardrails. And the combination of the go-to meals and nutrition guidelines for flexibility, like structure and flexibility, makes it sustainable long term. And so that's our philosophy in terms of helping these guys, basically eating healthy on autopilot. That's like a shtick. That's like something I've talked about. And that's personally how I've been lean for 15 years and had a six pack for like 15 years, right? It's not luck. It's I have a system and a way of thinking where it's on autopilot.
Mm-hmm. So you're really saying whole, unprocessed foods. So, you know, going to McDonald's drive-through is not part of that. It depends on your lifestyle and your, right? So for me, I feel like a lot of people, as they reach midlife, they kind of do a lot of the mindless eating. Right? Like, I don't know what you think about that, because I know it's a big issue for women where you are trying to, you know, maybe you're stressed. Maybe you've got something that you're dealing with that you don't want to address right now. Or maybe you are mindless eating because you got to get your kid to whatever practice and you don't really care. You're just shoveling food in your mouth and standing up while you eat. Like, what do you think about that?
I think we help guys with that, and there's no more mindlessness. And remember I talked about the awareness?
Yeah.
To kind of go back to that, you know, we have a daily habit tracker that takes 1 minute. And so, by the way, I should also mention that we recommend guys have zero snacks or like reduce to snacking immensely.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
That alone has changed the game for results, because all of a sudden it creates a pattern interrupt, right? It's like, oh, we're going to reach. Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to have that. And all of a sudden they start to realize how much they are snacking. Mm-hmm. So that has been a huge game change. We also have stuff around alcohol, which is a whole other animal. Those are the two biggest challenges I see with guys over 40, snacks and alcohol. Right. If people eliminated snacks and alcohol, the obesity rate would like plummet.
I would agree.
Guys would have like 33-inch waist like all over the place. Like, I'm not kidding.
Yeah. You know, I totally agree with that, because as you know, I'm a certified metabolic balance coach.
Right.
And
right.
The one thing that I talk, unless you have a medical condition that you must eat, because there are some people who have to eat smaller meals more times a day.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So if you have a medical condition that kind of enforces that for you, then that's probably the only exception. And, you know, this is like big, because not only is it causing you to gain that midsection comes from somewhere, and that's called insulin resistance, and that's called, right? And that's called having issues and maybe down the path of metabolic syndrome. This is without diagnosing anything. I'm just saying, check your glucose, people, because when you're constantly eating, you're constantly calling upon insulin to come and reduce that glucose that's floating around, right?
Yes. And by the way, there's fascinating research by Harvard, and this is actually a little bit of an older research report, but it showed that in between meal eating is actually, so obviously calories have increased, right, since, you know, decades ago, but the calories are not from the meals, they're from in between meal eating.
Mm.
So there's very compelling evidence that just reducing in between meal eating can change the game for people in terms of their leanness, in terms of their health and well-being long term.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And last night, somehow, and this is what happens when you have teenagers, right? But this is where mindset and awareness comes into play. Last night, two giant boxes of Krispy Kreme donuts ended up in my kitchen. And one member of my family, I don't know how many they ate, but I was like, I don't care. I don't need that. And they're still there. And that's where that awareness comes through, right? If I was not in the right mindset and mind space, I would be shoving those donuts in my mouth too. But I don't care if I care. I can't control everything that everyone around me eats all the time. Although I wish I could, Mark. I wish I could. But I can't. Anyway.
But what you're saying is really coming to the crux of the challenge. Right, especially with men over 40, you have family men. These are the guys we work with, where there's the environment is structured in a way for people to fail.
Yes.
Like, why does the obesity rate keep on going up? Think about it. Like, I've been doing this for 15 years, and all these like amazing trends keep coming out. Like, oh, this is gonna change the world. It doesn't. The obesity rate is like this. This new diet is not gonna make any difference. This new exercise method is not gonna make a difference. So why is the obesity rate keeping going up and up year after year after year? Well, an organism is really the product of its environment. And so, in other words, we've got to, as I was saying, going against the grain, becoming aware. It's like we literally, for people to be successful as our environment changes, number one, you can change the environment, in which case the organism changes, right? Or it's like we can become aware and shift how we want to be and how we see ourselves. And so one quick thing about that situation, and that seriously, what you just said, you know, there's a Krispy Kreme. It's like, man, I just want one. And if I don't have it, then I'm depriving myself.
Yes.
I'm depriving myself. That's not nice.
Yeah.
I just want to love myself.
Yeah.
Hey, I love myself. I deserve this. But the truth is that it's actually toxic for your body and it's hurting yourself.
Yes.
So there's that tricky thing. And so ultimately, as I said, pain and pleasure, the relationship with food. And so oftentimes, like what we work with guys is like, they see that and they don't care. And I'm sure you've had experiences where like I've gone into, one of these convenience stores and it's like, you see all the candy and it's all you see is a candy. And it's like, ah, and you're just like, you really want you feel that craving. But eventually when you start to make that shift and you link pain and pleasure to different, like it just vanishes and it doesn't matter anymore. We talk about the relationship with food. All of a sudden you're like, you see that and you're like, I don't want to put that in my body.
Yes.
I just don't.
Yes.
And it doesn't taste good, because when you actually slow down, and if you had one Krispy Kreme, you just were forced to chew it for 30 seconds or a minute, you'd be like, this actually doesn't taste good at all.
Yeah. No, I align with that. And the thing is, it's starting at the beginning, which is the mindset, right? Because I think that all diets fail when your mindset is not in the right place.
100%. And remember the diet cycle.
Yes.
Again, people are stuck in there because they haven't, they're feeling that frustration and anger, and they haven't made that shift that we've been discussing.
Yeah.
To be like, okay, who do I want to be? Why is it important to me? And, releasing those compulsions. It's a big part of this.
Yeah, I think that's the key. Who do I want to be? Do I really care enough to do, make the changes, or do I not? And you can't make somebody else care. And, I don't know. We didn't get into sleep, but I'm sure sleep is a big part of this, because we all know that when we focus on really good quality sleep, then that can help really shed a lot of those midsection pounds, right? And when you eat like shit, you sleep like shit. And those are the facts. I mean, I'm not gonna name names here, Mark, but I know that one person who ate a couple of those Krispy Kreme donuts did not have a good sleep. And gee, I wonder why. Because it's like 8:30 at night and you're deciding to have a nice little snack of sugar. Well, that's going to affect your sleep too.
You're hitting on the head, right? And so I remember I mentioned that daily habit tracker. And so this is how I personally think. Like, I see like how my actions are affecting my health and my energy levels. And so if you have those Krispy Kremes, you might get that dopamine hit.
But yep.
How's it going to feel in your stomach after? How's it going to affect your sleep? How's it going to affect the next day? And so then you're in this like negative cycle where your emotions are affected, and then you're feeling like crap and you forgot why. And it's because potentially, literally, these donuts affected your entire day the next day. And it's like you're in this unconscious negative emotional cycle, and it's hard to get out of that, right? And so anyways, unfortunately, what happens, as we've been discussing, is like there's some type of like, I've had enough pain. I have too much pain. I need to change. That's typically where. And so like a lot of guys at the end of our program, they're like, you know, I had an incredible experience. But it's like, I don't know if my friend would sign up because I don't know if he's in the headspace, if he's ready. Because it really, as you're saying, change comes from within. And from my perspective, someone needs to be in enough pain. They're like, enough is enough. I've got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Change that negative unconscious spiral.
Yeah. I think, you know, maybe that's where men and women might be a little different. I don't know. I'll have to look this up. But I feel like it can also be the same with women in that they say, I'm done. I've had enough pain. I've had enough turmoil from eating like this, from having all these extra pounds, from all of that inflammation. But then there's also women I know who will just, like I'm going back to the beginning, where they just get quiet and they go, something doesn't feel right anymore. Right. And it's that moment. And I do feel men don't do that enough. Men are not I'm sure, Mark, we could find statistics on this whole meditation thing that men maybe don't do it as much as women, or they don't go out and do their little walks in nature. And right. It's just not always a masculine thing with men. The masculine side of men is to stifle. And that yes. might be through food. That might be through alcohol, right?
100% true. And that's why I said how important is, you know, these calls are, and why coaching is so important, because guys don't verbalize. They don't talk
yeah.
about stuff. You know, hey, I'm so tough and I can do it myself. Well, dude, doing it yourself hasn't been working out. And I call them out. I'm like, listen, lone wolf has not been working out for you.
Yeah.
And it's like, it might be helpful to have a guidance, someone to coach. All the top performers in the world have coaches or multiple coaches.
Mm.
Right? Like LeBron James has like seven people. He pays like $1 million for his like body itself, right? We're helping him. The point is like a lot of guys, especially, they don't talk about it with their wives. They don't want to.
True.
They don't talk about that stuff. They're literally, I'm not kidding you, on these calls we do, they haven't verbalized the stuff that they're thinking about like ever.
That's so true.
As you're saying, again, and so that's one thing that we do is like we really want to help these guys verbalize this stuff and ask them great questions. Like that's the most valuable thing I can do as a coach. And like, what's the definition of a coach? It comes from the coach car, like the coach car back in the 1500s, 1600s, where a coach car would take someone from one point to another point. So we need to establish what the new point is and then help guide them to that new point. Right. And through smart questions. And that's really how I have evolved. I never knew it would come to, you know, it would evolve this way, but that's really what we do.
I like that. I like that. Do you guys ever, do you recommend supplements or are you?
That's a pretty question.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't tackle that area. We don't tackle the area. Long story short, because it's complicated.
It is.
And it's like, it's super complex, and we're like, you know what? Let's lean on your doctor. Like, if you have a deficiency.
Oh, please don't say that, Mark. Oh, gosh.
No,
doctors, most doctors are not trained in therapeutic grade supplements. That's why I say
most
that.
Most doctors are not trained in a lot of the stuff.
On
Saturday, I went to some conference, you know, some sessions about this.
Yeah.
In my opinion, like, consider what the deficiencies are.
Yes.
What are the deficiencies? In other words, don't just like get expensive pee. Right? Yeah. Because you can buy a ton of supplements and spend $1,000 a month and have very expensive pee that's like fluorescent. Or it's like you can identify what are your deficiencies.
I'm with you.
And then take supplements or, you know, work with someone like yourself who's a professional. The point is like, I think supplements are a very simple way of putting a Band-Aid on a broken elbow.
Yeah.
Like a lot of guys, they know the latest, like trendy, they still got a 40-inch waist and they're eating like crap and they're not exercising.
Yes. Yes.
Talking about taking supplements or talking about like whatever trendy exercise method doesn't matter if you've got a 40-inch waist and you're not exercising and you're not, you know, eating properly.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that part of it. Like you can't go and buy a bottle of Garcinia Cambogia or whatever it is from Costco and think that you're going to lose that 40-inch waist. So I'm with you on that. I do, you know, personally like that I am certified in therapeutic grade supplementation, but I only believe in customizing supplements,
exactly.
Right? And I
based on someone's situation.
Yes, and their genetics. Exactly. There's so many factors, right? So, okay, well, I align with that, you know, all you guys who maybe go to Costco and go and say, oh, I'm going to try this CLA tonalin, linoleic acid or Garcinia Cambogia, please stop. Just get to the basics, right? Look at why you want to do it. Have some awareness. Start doing it. And then, you know, you don't need those weight loss supplements.
Exactly. And so much of this is, you know, raising people's standards, right? It's like, again, as I said, over the past 15 years that I've been doing this, people have lowered their standards. It's like one day you got to wake up and be like, you know what? 40-inch waist ain't good enough. It's not good enough for me. And it's like, I can be better. And it's like, yeah, all of your friends are saying, oh, you get unhealthy and you get fat as you get older. It's absurd.
Yeah.
It is purely ridiculous.
Yeah.
It is not true. You should be losing weight as you get older, if anything, because your muscle mass is going to decrease a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, I think that fundamentally, again, like this belief, and that's what I was saying, like what happens with men over 40? Their beliefs go crazy. Oh, like I'm going to get – like I lose weight. I gain weight. I get less flexible as I get older, all this other BS. It's a bunch of BS. Guys need to step up and realize that these are a bunch of lies.
Mm.
Stop it, right? Like, that's what I feel like, dude, like, stop this. You're better than this. You can do this.
Yeah. You're preaching to the choir here because I'm a big believer that I'm way more vibrant now in my 50s than I was in my 40s.
That's amazing. That's incredible.
And I feel better. Incredible. And, you know, incredible. I do more. But, you know, I was not well. That's a whole other story in my 40s.
I read about yours. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. So, you know, when you – sometimes it's kind of like that, what you said. You hit a wall. It's what you were saying about men where you've just had enough. So, you know, that's kind of what happened to me where I'm like, okay, something's got to give here. And that is often, that provides real power to your passion, right? It might not happen that way for everybody. That's what I was saying. A lot of times with women, they get quiet and, you know, empty nesters. And that happens with women who are empty nesters. The kids leave and they're like quiet. It's quiet for the first time in 18 years. And now I can hear that, you know, that subconscious, whatever it is in the back of my mind is saying, this isn't working for me anymore. So there's different ways to reach it. By the way, I have to ask, have you ever heard of the Gabriel method?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
He's like a big, I should see if he's still doing what he's doing, but I know this is a guy who was very obese.
400 pounds or something.
Yeah. And he used all mindset to really change the trajectory of his health. Anyway, I feel it's very powerful.
Absolutely. And in my opinion, you'll have a dramatically higher success rate when you are actually able to have a program that's proven with coaching on top of it, right? Like, I imagine the method's great, but it's like having that accountability changes everything.
Okay, so we talked about mindset, we talked about nutrition, supplements, workouts. What else? Is there anything that we missed that you want to cover off?
I think we covered really the most important things. And I think, again, if I had to leave people with like one, like the most important thing, the most, and again, it's taken me a long time to get to this point, is our beliefs about what's possible, you know, who we are, so to speak, who we're supposed to be. Our beliefs about what happens as you age. Do you fall apart?
Mm-hmm.
Do you fall apart as you age? Do you gain fat as you age? That is the most important thing for men over 40. It's changing that dialogue. Look, I have these conversations every day.
Yeah.
So like every day we speak with men and they have all these limiting beliefs about what's possible.
Yes.
And the beliefs are what eventually like create our experience. And so that is what I'd leave for you is like, you know, for people who have these disempowering, negative, limiting beliefs, whatever you want to call them, changing those beliefs and people appreciating that they, our bodies are built to be strong and fit and healthy. Built Lean is named that because we are built to be lean. I just had a conversation this past Friday with one of our clients. And he was a little bit like, you know, I when I look in the mirror, I've lost his belly. And it's like, it feels weird. It feels weird. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm a little concerned. He felt like he hadn't really made that shift. I'm like, well, what does built lean mean? He's like, oh, I'm built lean. And I'm like, yes, you are built lean. That's how you're built. Mm-hmm. It's our engine, how you're engineered. So anyways, that belief, that identity is what can help people, I believe, stay kind of lean, strong, and fit long term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you. I've done a lot on limiting beliefs and releasing subconscious programming, whether it's from your childhood or from trauma. I mean, geez, like that's like a whole other topic. But really, what you said, the bottom line is you can't just run into a program and go, oh, now I'm going to exercise. And necessarily think it's going to be sustainable. It's really more about what lifestyle do you want for you, but how do you get there, right? How do you change? That's really the key. And it's with coaching and mindset that you're able to do that.
Right. If it was easier, I would do it a different way. I assure you. Building a coaching business is not easy.
Yeah.
If it was easier, I would, but it's just necessary.
Yeah.
Right. To help people. And I can look someone in the eye and be like, you know what? Yeah. You've struggled 100 times. You've bounced back, yo-yo weighted for 20 times, 30 pounds, whatever. It's like, we can help you make a dramatic change. And I can look someone in the eye and tell them that with what we've been discussing.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. Tell us where we can find you, Mark.
Cool. Yeah. So if you check out bulletlean.com, you can learn more about me. I've got a free guide there that guys can check out or ladies can check out. And then we also can schedule a free call, a free breakthrough call if you're interested in having a coaching and a program as well.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. I really appreciate being on here.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to share it with someone you know might benefit. And always remember, when you rate, review, subscribe, you help to support my content and help me to keep going and bringing these conversations to you each and every week. Join me next week for a new topic, new guest, new exciting conversations to help you live your best life.